They're used to tackling at St Helens Rugby Club, but maybe not the kind of issues that have been discussed in this forum. The venue is hosting the second in a series of four learning sessions arranged in the Northwest about the NHS Patient Safety Incident Response Framework, or PSIRF for short. This sets out the NHS's approach to drawing up systems and processes for responding to patient safety incidents to help learning and improve patient safety.
PSIRF is a massive opportunity for everybody that cares about patient safety. It's about changing the way we learn from things that go wrong and changing the culture and changing the systems and processes so that we focus away from blame and we look at the systems and move the shift to actually what changes can we make to make things safer for the future.
James Titcomb became a campaigner for patient safety after his son died. He was one of 11 babies whose deaths were described as avoidable. The learning session included speakers like Wendy Burton, a programme manager with the Innovation Agency, who has significant clinical experience.
PSIRF is all about the patient safety incident response, isn't it? There are lots of tools and techniques. There's lots of cold, hard plans in place to deliver that. And it's a massive rolling programme and it's quite a fast delivery of it as well. But underneath that, you've got a human being that's made an error. And so a lot of our colleagues that are involved in PSIRF will also be investigating officers or managers of a team. Or they may be going into a team as a safety rep after an incident has happened, or pre-incident as part of preventive planning. And if they are aware of this cycle, it helps them to have a different conversation with the practitioners. So instead of going in from a, what did you do? Why did that happen? We can go in with a, how are you feeling? Can you explain to me if I show you this, where do you think you're sitting right now? And just having that different awareness. And so in organisational development, which is where my expertise is now, we talk about relational competency and we talk about your skill as being able to put someone at ease and to get the best out of them and to help them to gain psychological safety.
It's a cultural change that's at the heart of the framework, encouraging transparency and discouraging blame and accusation. It's something Peter Ledwith, Quality Improvement Programme Manager with the Advancing Quality Alliance, or AQUA, recognises from his previous experience of serving with the armed forces.
It's quite surprising, actually, although you might on the outside think that sort of military life and healthcare would be really diverse and almost opposed in many ways. They are large, complex organisations that have got a safety-critical element to them. So in many, many ways, there's real parallels. And in fact, to be honest with you, a lot of the challenges and situations we find ourselves in are mirrored from sort of 20 years of my own experience in military life. I think it was an old-fashioned view now, but it was at the time quite current that we had quite a lot of blame. So in the military, if it went wrong, someone got shouted at. And that was really instilled. That was a really strong instilled culture. Slowly, and it was glacially slowly, and an awful lot of work and a lot of energy went into shifting that culture into a more systems approach, taking the blame away, thinking about being just and fair, holding accountability, absolutely essential. Without accountability, you mentioned we get just an anarchy. You know, but even professional people will go off the rails because there's no accountability. We need that as human beings. But yeah, for sure, it is a very similar journey that I think the military went through and is still on. And I think that's the journey that healthcare is about to start to embark on with PSIRF.
Recurring trends and themes in patient care have concerned Kate Proven for years. She is lead for patient safety at Greater Manchester Integrated Care System. She says she's enthused by the kind of changes that she believes the framework will lead to.
I have been reviewing serious incidents, and I'm usually the person that people call when things went wrong for years. And the really frustrating thing has been is that when you've seen the same report about a fall or a pressure ulcer or a suicide, you've seen the same themes and trends reoccur. And it's really apparent that what we've been doing hasn't embedded or sustained learning. and which has been leading to patient harm and repetitive patient harm. So I'm really excited about PSURF. It's been a long time in the making. It's finally here, and it really does signal a really dramatic culture shift and a hearts and minds campaign that we need to bring everybody on the journey with.
Practically, though, how easy will it be to introduce? Because I think one of the speakers was saying this morning, sometimes in systems, you know, points of view and processes are so ingrained, it must take, you know, decades to actually change that approach to work. So despite what you just said, do you still think there's a long way to go?
I don't know. I think, in all honesty, I think if you can see the so what of it, if you can actually see it start making a real difference to patient safety and see real improvements being embedded and sustained, I think that you'll see accelerate as people understand the value of it. So there's a lot of work to do, and it is a hearts and minds, but I really do think that once people actually see the so what and the value in it, I think we'll start seeing it accelerate across the system.
And what do you think about events like this today? We've got, you know, 100-odd people here, trailblazers, I guess, listening to what could be done and how, you know, what the vision is. What is your hope for them when they go away after today? What do you want them to do?
Well, I really hope they do some of the readings. There's lots of really helpful books put up as well, and some of the thinking behind it, because systems thinking and restorative culture is just so essential to everything we need to do. We need to start thinking about things differently. We need to sort of think about the second victims and some of these safety things, and actually move towards a culture of improvement rather than an era that we were in where we basically were marking people's homework and red penning reports, which just didn't lead to any improvements whatsoever. So yeah,
it comes at a time, doesn't it, of budget cuts, you know, changes to the NHS as well, which never seems to stand still for more than 5 minutes. So I mean, again, it's still quite a lot for people to take in at a time when they're looking at their futures, watching what's happening in the world as well. It's, you know, it just feels like there's a big ask, isn't it?
It is, but at the same time, when you're looking after patients on the ground, if you're a healthcare worker, your main priority is to sort of support the health and care of that person. So I think in light of that, anything that's going to improve that and support you in doing that is really, really valuable. And hopefully what it will do is cut down on some of the bureaucracy that we had and move the jobs from doing reports actually into the improvement realm, and actually hopefully free up some capacity as well.
Carmel Hindle is a patient safety incident investigator with the East Lancashire Hospitals NHS Trust, and Matt Stephen is Assistant Director of Integrated Governance with Southport and Ormskirk Hospital NHS Trust.
So from my perspective, it's my first time. I didn't come to the first event, and I've been doing some human factors training with ACWA, so actually what we've learnt today is consolidated that I've been learning. So this morning has been a really positive experience for me. So
what do you think of the speakers? Some of them are talking from a place where they've actually done it, you know, they've had the experience themselves. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to steal some of the slides, actually. We do quite a lot of human factors training at our trust, and actually some of the slides were really, really useful, and some of the actual the information that was given, I think we're going to use them in a lot of our training as well.
When you go back to try and sort of spread the word, I mean, do you feel that you've got enough passion to be able to tell your colleagues what it's like and why you need to do it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. And I think one good thing about ACWA, when you're working with ACWA and Wendy this morning as well, they give examples, really good examples of things in practice and how you look at those and how you unpick it and how you do things differently. And I think that's a real positive thing, because otherwise it's just death by PowerPoint otherwise, isn't it?
I would think, like, with the human factor stuff as well, and the just learn and culture type of stuff, when you're going through that, it's always really good to have examples from the actual people as well, rather than just examples that are used all over training across the, you know, the NHS. It's good to hear individuals' examples. So yeah, I've enjoyed listening to them today.
It's genuine, isn't it? It's kind of, you know, they're telling you because they want you to know. It's not they're trying to sort of,
yeah,
you know,
it feels a little bit more closer to home, I think, and you understand it a little bit more.
It's
rather
a lived experience, isn't it? And that makes all the difference, doesn't it?
There are two more learning events to come. Two have taken place, But the work really has only just begun, so says Wendy Stobbs, Senior Programme Development Lead with Health Innovation Manchester.
I think, you know, obviously in terms of these central learning events, what we're really hopeful is that people will take away new knowledge. And then between the events, they've got action periods where they can develop their thinking around that, maybe reflect with their teams, spend some time finding out other resources that other people have shared on the Futures NHS platform, for example, develop their own little community of practice and develop their knowledge and awareness. So some of the teams have only got themselves that is actually, you know, implementing PSERF, and that's quite an isolating place to be if you're trying to, you know, sort of embed a huge system change process. So very much that, yeah. Some people are on their own on this journey. And, I mean, what we're talking about with the Patient Safety Incident Response Framework is a culture change. And we all know how long it takes for culture changes to land. And there is so much change at the moment in the NHS. So giving people a sense of a trusted space and critical friends and reflective partners. I don't want to use too many buzzwords in that, but I think there is something about people having honest conversations with each other about challenges that they've got, and that's really the hope for this community of practice around PSERF.
Clinicians like Wendy Burton are adamant the benefits of the framework should be felt by both patients and staff.
And what I'm particularly interested in, and we're not doing it yet, is the restorative element where we start saying, how do we get the practitioner and the patient who experienced that harm together so that some healing can take place, really. In terms of staff, if you've got a better staff experience, if they feel safer in that work environment through some of these behaviours, Professor Michael West has done a lot of work where he's actually proven that you get a reduced level of mortality in acute trusts. So why would we not implement every little tool that's going to help our teams to perform more highly through feeling safe and through feeling comfortable at work?
And for those who've experienced the trauma of when care does go wrong, cultural change can't come soon enough.
I mean, that's it. It's a huge change, and things in the complex healthcare systems don't happen overnight. But that's why I think this programme of supports, these events that are happening, the webinars, all the platform, the NHS Futures platform, which is all about sharing and learning together. So we do seem to be doing things in the right way. And I am optimistic. I think that if we carry on in this direction, we'll succeed in changing things. But it won't happen overnight. We'll have to keep checking, we'll have to keep evaluating as we go along. There might be tweaks that need to be made, but I think that's the philosophy everybody's bought into. I've got a personal experience of things going wrong in healthcare and seeing that in the past we haven't always learnt in the way we should, and we've missed opportunities to learn, and unfortunately when that happens things are repeated. So changing that is hugely important, and fundamentally it's about creating that safety, that psychological safety, so that the immediate priority when things go wrong, it's not about blame, it's not about fear, we get rid of that and we focus on learning and changing the system so that it's safer for everybody, staff and patients. So yeah, it's a really important shift, and it's doing all the right things.
For more information about the NHS Patient Safety Incident Response Framework, check out the NHS Futures website. Thanks for downloading this podcast from the Innovation Agency. I'm Nigel Thompson.